From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. An official says that the Spanish government will hold an emergency cabinet meeting on Wednesday after Catalan lawmakers sign what they have called a declaration of independence from Spain. Miller Sega has that story.
Deputy Prime Minister Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría made the announcement in Madrid, hours after a speech by Catalan President Charles Puigdemont at the regional parliament in Barcelona. Puigdemont said Catalans had earned the right to independence, but said separatists would delay implementing it for several weeks to give dialogue a chance. But Sáenz de Santamaría signaled that Spain's government was in no mood to talk. Mil Arcega, VOA News.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said Washington was concerned about the arrest of Metin Topuz, a U.S. consulate employee and Turkish national, another individual earlier this year, and the request by Ankara to question a third person.
These actions are deeply disturbing to us. Ambassador John Bass, who's our U.S. ambassador to Turkey, addressed this extensively over the weekend. We remain very concerned with the situation over there.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is defending the arrest of the U.S. consulate employee who's being accused of being a spy. A nationwide strike Tuesday disrupted schools, hospitals, and air traffic across France. Nearly a 250,000 civil servants took to the streets around the country to protest President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies. They're expressing anger at wage freezes, the axing of 120,000 jobs in the public services over the next 5 years, and a succession of spending cuts and labor reforms Macron argues will boost the economy. This is VOA News.